For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The announcement this week from Governor McMaster was the news that many had wanted to hear. More retail businesses in the state are being allowed to reopen.
We are ready to take some steps that will help South Carolina assure that our economic health is as strong as our public health.
McMaster hopes the loosening of restrictions on certain retail businesses will reignite the state's economy, which prior to the start of the pandemic was booming. With thousands of businesses closed and thousands of people out of work, business transactions have slowed tremendously, and as a result, anticipated tax revenues for local and state government are expected to drop dramatically. At the state level, just over 85% of the money used to operate state government comes from just two sources, income tax and sales tax, two tax sources expected to reflect huge drops for the months of March and April and possibly May. Officials say reduced traffic on state roads probably means a drop in gas tax revenues, which fund the state's highway system. State and local officials say it's too soon to know which tax revenues will see the biggest drops. Frank Rainwater, director of the state's Office of Revenue and Fiscal Affairs, says with some business sectors open and others closed, it's hard to predict the effects on tax revenues.
Obviously, the hospitality industries and some industries are getting hurt very hard. But by the other hand, other sectors such as the grocery stores and some of the online retailers, they're hiring more people. So there's somewhat of an offsetting factor here.
Until last month, the state's economy had been exceptionally strong, so strong that tax collections hit an all-time high for the past 12 months. Again, Frank Rainwater.
We had estimated in February that revenue collections for this fiscal year would be $567 million above the amount that was budgeted for the general fund this year. Through March, we were running $127 million faster than that, so we almost had a $700 million surplus there in this year's revenue stream to absorb a downturn.
Todd Glover, head of the State Municipal Association, says it's too early to know the level of disruption to local government services the pandemic may cause. Property tax revenues are expected to remain stable, but he says for local governments that rely on hospitality and accommodations taxes, it's a different story. Restaurants and hotels are among the hardest hit businesses in the state. Hotel occupancy rates are reportedly running below 20%. Thousands of restaurants are closed. In Horry County, which leads the state in the number of unemployment claims, well over 1,000 restaurants are closed, according to the Greater Myrtle Beach Chamber of Commerce. Professor Wayne Smith, chair of the College of Charleston's Hospitality and Tourism Management Department, says by the end of the month, he expects the tourism industry along the coast will have lost over $1 billion.
For the coastal cities, for Hilton Head, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, this is high season. So this is the equivalent of taking November, December from retailers. Imagine no having no Christmas season for a retailer. This is the same thing for the tourism industry in South Carolina.
State and local officials are hopeful the state's economy will make a quick recovery when all businesses are back up and running. But Professor Wayne Smith predicts the tourism industry, one of the key drivers of the economy, will recover more slowly.
I think it's going to come back in waves. In the initial, you'll see sort of 50, 60% come back, and then over a little bit more time, you'll see a little bit few more people come back. I think this is going to take 2 or 3 years to recover from.
State and local government officials say they are hoping for the best, but bracing for the worst in terms of how disrupting the coronavirus outbreak will be. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.